Good morning. My guests this morning are Dana Segazio and Michelle Maxson from Main Stage West. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about this upcoming play. It opens on the 11th of January and goes through to the 27th. Swallow. Okay. By, I see on the press release, a Scots playwright.
Correct.
Called
yes,
Steph
as
Smith.
In Scotland.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Steph Smith. She's quite a young playwright, and she's made a splash. I think she's still under 30, and she has won an Olivier Award for a previous play that she wrote. This particular play, Swallow, won the Scotsman Fringe First Award, which is really exciting because the Fringe Festival is one of the preeminent theater festivals in the world.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So how did Main Stage West come by this play?
Well, it sounds like they have a connection. One of the gentlemen who's directed plays there before actually worked in Scotland with Steph Smith.
Uh-huh.
And he said, hey, I've got this play. It's kind of out there and really interesting, and it's up-and-coming playwright. You know, would you guys be interested in considering doing it?
And sounds so, like a prescription for a Main Stage West play.
Yes. They love to do edgy and different and exciting, and it's a treasure to be able to work on material
so
like this.
Give us like a 90-second... a rundown of the plot.
90 seconds, the pressure.
And the plot, well.
I would say that it's about three characters on the verge of self-destruction. And you really see how each of these characters, they find their own voices, they go through their own journeys, but they're all intertwined. It's just really beautifully crafted storytelling.
And you both are in it.
Yes.
What's the relationship between your two characters?
We're neighbors.
Yes.
Kind of. We're neighbors who don't really know each other, but you kind of know by association of living in the same building, and we're a floor apart.
Yes.
Oh,
but we
okay.
become in sort of intertwined with each other.
They where meet do, during the course of the play.
They've where does the play take place?
It takes place in our apartment. I mean, in terms of city or town or state, country, that's uh-huh. not specified, but most of the play takes place in our apartment. And there's another character in the play, a third character, Sam. So you see some of their apartment and then in a cafe.
Great, mm-hmm. great. Does it have a Scots feel to it?
I would say it has sort of an every man, every woman, any place type of feel to yeah. it. I think that's what's really beautiful about it is that you don't need to set a time, a place, a date range. It all unfolds, and it's so vivid, the imagery that the playwright creates, that it allows you this sort of universality of connecting with the aspects of humanity. And it has a very sort of transformative and dark and gut-wrenching tone to it, but it's also very hopeful and quite funny.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I would yeah. say that is probably the most sort of Scots-like tone to it, is that it's got a thread of humor throughout that is quite acerbic at times, but great.
Very good. Have both of you worked at Main Stage West before?
I have several times.
Uh-huh.
I
yes.
have not. No, this will be my first time. I've where, known Beth for years. But
where have you been?
Well, I've been up here in Sonoma County. I moved to Petaluma about 4 years ago, and prior to that, I was in San Francisco. But I have little children, and I've been raising them. And like I said, I've known Beth for years from way back in college. So this uh-huh. is a nice time. And this was a perfect timing and a great play to sort of start working with them. And mostly I've been working with the Imaginists, actually, in Santa Rosa
oh, great.
For several
yeah,
years.
So
I've been doing work with them.
Sounds like you both have enjoyed the work. And,
yes, very much so.
You're
it's a
getting
great group of people.
Right into it in 2019.
Absolutely.
We are.
Going to continue? Are you both dedicated theater people?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
Right.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. It's a lifelong love of mine. So now that I've taken some time off to take care of my little one, but now I'm kind of getting back into the swing of things, and it feels really good. To
great.
Nurture that part.
Thanks for coming yeah. in. Let's tell people that this is Main Stage West in Sebastopol. The play is Swallow by Steph Smith. Opens on January 10th, plays through January 27th. For ticket information, 823-0177 or online at Main Stage West. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.